the way of rationalising that the board did at the outset was to say, well, in the case of hydrogen, we've got one electron, we're getting all of these different wavelengths of light coming out of it. Why don't we regard the structure of the atom as having a electron orbit, which are sitting in layers going out from the nucleus. Our electron then can spend its time in the innermost orbit, or if you have it with a lot of energy inside that electric discharge tube, you can push it into the outer orbit. As the electron goes from an outer orbit and drops back to the innermost orbit, it's going to release some energy, and feeding it through that equation, E equals hc over lambda, we can calculate the wavelength that will be emitted as it drops back to its ground state position, where it's in its most stable situation with the electron. Now these layers that the electron are going to find itself in were called orbits. And the states then, when the electron was sitting closest to the nucleus, we would call that the ground state. When the electron is sitting in any of these outside orbits, we're going to call that an excited state. So for instance here, this would be the first excited state, second excited state, etc. Now the different series that we find, the visible one is the one that I just talked about, this one in here. We can see that this is dropping back from whatever layer on the outside to the second most layer. The infrared series is dropping back to the third layer out, whereas it's the ultraviolet series with the largest jumps where it drops back to the innermost level that generates the shortest wavelength stuff. Now remember, short wavelength here means high energy, long wavelength here is meaning low energy. And that's coming from this E equals hc over lambda.